You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
See subway tunnel with smoke, killing one person and sending dozens to the hospital. Mayor Muriel Bowser at a news conference said authorities are investigating why passengers were stranded.
Our unified communications are going to do a deep dive into all the calls, the times of the calls, the location of the requested calls, when our units arrived and when our units had access to the track.
Two of those sent to the hospital remain in critical condition. A Singaporean Navy ship has located the fuselage of AirAsia Flight 8501 in the Java Sea. Singapore's defense minister says images taken by a remote-controlled vehicle show parts of the plane's wing and words on the fuselage. He says Indonesian search officials have been notified so they can begin recovery operations. Only 48 of the 162 people killed have been recovered. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby from ilikehowilook.com. I have found something that could help you lose 10 to 15 pounds in the next 30 days without starving yourself or exercising to exhaustion. Just go to ilikehowilook.com and watch the short video. ilikehowilook.com uses hydrolyzed collagen protein to help you lose weight and tone up. So watch the video at ilikehowilook.com and maybe soon you'll be saying, I like how I look.
Attorneys in the Boston Marathon bombing case are pointing to the Paris attacks as a reason to put off picking a jury. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports.
Lawyers for the Boston Marathon bombing suspect, Johar Sanayev, have asked a judge to suspend jury selection in his trial for at least a month because of the recent terrorist attacks in France. They say a delay would allow time for the, as they put it, extreme prejudice resulting from the Paris attacks and their comparison to the Boston Marathon bombing to diminish. More than 1,350 prospective jurors have been called in to complete jury questionnaires.
Pope Francis, in the Sri Lankan capital Colombo, canonized Sri Lanka's first ever saint. Francis addressed the crowd in English, saying that the newly canonized Saint Joseph Vaz was a man of peace, who revived the faith in Sri Lanka during a time of anti-Catholic persecution.
The life of St. Joseph Vaz teaches us genuine fellowship of God bears fruit, not in discrimination, hatred, and violence.
An Eastern Alabama school principal wants students to bring cans of food as a way of fighting off a school intruder. W.F. Burns Middle School principal Priscilla Hawley said in a letter to parents that a can could stun an intruder or even knock him out until police arrive. Hawley thinks that the cans could empower students if an intruder enters their classroom. This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon. The weather for Hunterdon County is 25 degrees currently, and it feels more like 17. It will be mostly cloudy today with a high near 27. And tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 19. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 33. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 22. Mostly sunny on Friday with a high of 37 and clear Friday night. Saturday, mostly sunny, as well as Sunday, which will be mostly cloudy. But it will be warming up a bit on the weekend. It is currently 12:07 in beautiful Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. 6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. And it is a live show today. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show. I have been away for several weeks. First off, we had a Christmas break, being the holidays fell on a Wednesday and Thursday. So both Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve day, I was not here. And then last week, I was not here because I was moving a household. So I have a new home and working on all of that and up to my eyeballs in boxes and packing material. So if I'm a little scattered, that is why. And as a consequence to this move that I just had, I thought that I'm going to talk about the Serenity Prayer today. The Serenity Prayer, many of you know of it, have heard of it, and use it, is such an interesting, not only prayer, but tool, coping skill, I will say. It was authored by an American theologian, Reinhold Niebuhr. And he was around between 1891 to 1971. So it's not an old prayer. It's not an ancient prayer. But it is probably one of the most popular prayers that we use. Having attended many 12-step programs such as AA and Al-Anon and those kinds of things throughout my life and career. It is something that has been adopted by Alcoholics Anonymous and other 12-step programs. If you've never been to one of these types of meetings, oftentimes the meeting begins with the Serenity Prayer and ends with the Lord's Prayer, which oftentimes has people consider these 12-step programs as a religion, but they're not. They're spiritually based. No one is forced to say the prayers, and you don't need to say them or have any belief in God or a higher power. They are spiritual programs, not religious programs. So with that being said, I just thought that, an interesting, for me, it's interesting. One of the things about being a therapist, I learned so much from my clients and have learned to use many of the tools that I suggest my clients to use. You know, if it doesn't work, then I'm not going to teach it or talk about it or encourage its use. But the Serenity Prayer is something that I do use. And I use with myself and I use with my clients. Because I think serenity is so important in our lives. We live in a world of chaos. If you've been reading the news, watching the news, hearing the news, my gosh, our world is in chaos. We've got terrorist attacks all over the place. We've got financial crises and natural disasters and wars and, oh my gosh, it's just cyber attacks and hackings and political angst. So where do we find serenity? Where do we get that sense of peace when we are being bombarded? I don't know about you out there that are listening. I have Windows 8. I'm sorry, Windows. I hate it. I look at my computer and this funky screen just kind of pops up and the sidebar pops up and it just, and I'm always going back to the work. Very frustrating for me. Doesn't feel like I get a sense of serenity when I'm on my computer and, of course, having to figure out how to get the printer to work with the computer and the new modem and the new this and the new that. It's hard to find just in our own little niche where we live, serenity. Running the kids to school, getting to work, getting the house clean, paying bills. What in the world is serenity? I don't know. We sure don't seem to have much of it. It used to be, 10, 15 years ago, we'd go on vacation just to get away and relax and get a little peace of mind, gather ourselves up again. Nowadays, we go on vacation, we take our cell phone, our laptop, our iPad, and we are working. It's pretty difficult nowadays to say, I'm just going to have downtime. And America has a huge work ethic. So where do we find serenity? Well, I'm going to take a little commercial break and we'll talk more about that. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, licensed professional counselor, and your host for today's show. And I am talking today about serenity and the serenity prayer in particular. For those of you who may have not heard it, it says, the prayer goes, O God, give us the serenity to accept what we cannot change, the courage to change what we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. It's an important prayer. And it's an important tool. It's important because it can be used as a tool, with its goal being serenity, acceptance, courage, willingness to change, and knowing what we can change and what we can't change. This prayer was believed to be part of a sermon in the 30s given by Reinhold Niebuhr, who was a pastor. And originally was also part of a sermon, and then it was published to be used in the military. It's a relatively new prayer. I mean, it's non-anxious. Ancient. So there's actually a much longer version of it, which I will read to you. Even though we tend to just use the shorter version. And this longer version was formulated around 1951. God, give me grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Is it a Christian prayer? Absolutely. However, we only tend to use the first several lines, which makes it easy to then be adapted to Alcoholics Anonymous, which again, as I said, is not a religion, but it is a spiritual organization. So I want to break it down a little bit. Serenity, sense of peace, sense of calmness, quietness, relaxation. These are things that are part of serenity. And so the prayer is about the desire to have serenity. I think we all want that in our lives. But then it gives us the steps on how to get there. Acceptance. Accept the things that I cannot change. Well, there are many, many things in our lives that we might like to change, that we might wish would change, that we think should change. I'd like my husband to change, my mother-in-law to change, my boss to change, my job to change, the weather to change, policies to change, and politics to change, and I want world peace to happen. I want change. I may even demand change. See, here's the problem with all of that. I don't end up with serenity. I end up with chaos and confusion and anger and frustration and lack of tolerance. And impatience. I want things to be different. Well, they may not be. So the next thing then is change the things that I can. Well, if I can't change you, I can't change my boss, unless I get a new job maybe. I can't change politicians, unless I vote. I can't change most anything or anyone. Well, isn't that frustrating as all get out? Because if everything in life went my way, then I would be okay. And I just don't understand why I can't get everything to change the way I want it. The I want when I want when I want it, that's a little Alcohol Anonymous thing. That's what they say, people with addiction. I want when I want when I want it. It's a very, I'm going to say an immature way of looking at life. I want what I want when I want it, and I want it now. Well, I don't know. And so there's courage. Courage to change the things that I can. And ultimately, that means I need to take a long, hard look at myself. Now, I may say, wait a minute. You mean to tell me? Is that what you're saying? I have to change? Wait a minute. I don't want to change. Why should I have to change when you're the one making my life miserable? Well, if I want serenity in my life and I can't make you change, then maybe I have to. Maybe I'm working in a situation where my boss is intolerable. I can't get my boss to change who he is. I may have to change and look for a new job. I can't make my senators or president or whatever do what I want. But what I can do is I can show up and vote. Maybe I need to work on being tolerant. See, it becomes where I begin to look at myself. What is it that I need to change about me? These friggin' drivers on the road, when are they going to learn to follow the rules of the road? Well, you know what? I'm running around here with road rage, being angry at all the people driving on the road. Man, I can't change all that. But I can change my attitude. I can change my belief system. I can say, well, you know what? I really would wish people would use their blinker, but not all people do, and I can tolerate it. I may not like it, but I can tolerate it. I begin to gain a sense of serenity about it. The ability to be flexible and tolerant. I can change that about myself. I need to look at myself. Am I being flexible? Am I being tolerant? When we have radical anything, radical Islam, radical Christianity, radical Judaism, we have all of those factions, any kind of radical cultish issue that says you must believe the way I believe. It's going on in the world right now. I am going to work at changing the world so everybody believes exactly the same way. Well, that's a little irrational, don't you think? And maybe what I need to do is say, instead of beheading people and killing people and doing all of these things that have been happening around the world, maybe I need to say, I got to work at being tolerant. I have to change me. I can't change everyone else through violence and fear. I can attempt it, but there's no serenity in that. And look at the insanity. My gosh, I'm willing to then commit suicide because of an ideology that I have. There's no serenity in that. Change what I can. I can only change me. I can't change anyone else. If I am in a relationship with someone where it is abusive and I want that person to stop so that I feel safe, well, I may need to determine that it's time for me to leave that relationship. If I'm living in a situation that's intolerable, I may have to move. If my feet hurt because of my shoes, I can't make the shoes on my feet change, but I can change the shoes on my feet. I have a lot of power to make change within myself, but I need something. I need courage to do it. So with that, I'm going to take a news break and a weather break, and I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. AP correspondent Maggie Michelle reports that a senior Yemeni al-Qaeda commander has in a video claimed responsibility for last week's Paris attack.
A top leader of Yemen's al-Qaeda branch, Nasr al-Ansi, has claimed responsibility for last week's deadly attack on a Paris newspaper, saying the assault was a revenge for the weekly's publications of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, considered an insult in Islam.
Al-Ansi also said France belongs to the party of Satan and warned of more tragedies and terror. AP correspondent Lori Heinet reports that more than 50 people have been arrested in France for allegedly defending terror.
Not only are French authorities frantically trying to find anyone else who might be directly linked to the terror attacks that struck Paris last week, 54 people have been detained for defending or glorifying terrorism just in the past few days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic66.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic66.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic66.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic66.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic66.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic66.com. Watch for free at Diabetic66.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to Diabetic66.com.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 28 degrees and feels like 22 degrees. We've had a little bit of increase in temperature in the past half an hour. Feels a little warmer, too. And the wind is coming today from the northeast, around 6 miles an hour, and it will be mostly cloudy throughout the day. Tonight is mostly cloudy with a low of 19. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 33. And Thursday night, again, partly cloudy, with a low of 22. It'll be 37, mostly sunny on Friday, and mostly clear Friday night, sunny on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we will have a cloudy day with a high of 45. It is currently 12:34 in the afternoon.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show, and I am a licensed professional counselor. And for some of you who are consistent listeners, and I think there may be one or two of you out there, as you might have known, I have not been around for the past few weeks, partially because it has been holidays, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, and also because I, last week, had the moving vans come take my contents of my house to a new location. And so, yes, in the process of moving, and now in the process of unpacking and getting to that final closing of the deal. And there's a list. Of course, there's always a list. I haven't seen it for a while. Let me see if I can actually find it. It's sort of like the 100 top stressors. In our life. Death of a spouse is on there. Of course, it's number one in divorce, marital situation, or marital separation. Moving. Moving is on there. Change in living conditions. Out of 100 things, it ranks 25 on the list. So, moving is very stressful. And for those of you who have moved and had a house and sold a house and all of those things, you know what I mean. And you can actually go online and check out stress levels and see if you're burning the candle at both ends, as they say. And I know I've talked about stress before. But here I am talking about the Serenity Prayer. Just because serenity in a time of stress feels so far away. How in the world am I going to get a sense of serenity when my life is upside down and in boxes? Oh, my poor kitty cats. I have two kitty cats. Talk about stress. Well, when the day of the move, the cats got herded into their cat boxes, which already starts the stress. I mean, just closing the doors where the cat boxes are, the carriers, create stress. So then it's trying to get them, encourage them into, you know, into these boxes, which we did. And I took them over to my office because I wasn't going to be there. And I figured it was probably going to be the most quiet place for them throughout the day of packing and movers and all that nonsense. And in the evening, went back to collect the kitty cats, and one was hiding in the corner, and the other one was hiding in the litter box. We've got one of those litter boxes that's got a cover over top of it. And she was in there. Mrs. Fuzzywig was hiding in the litter box. Poor thing. Talk about stress. So we, again, gather them up, put them back in the carriers, and take them over to their new home. And we put them in the master bedroom because that room is probably the one that we set up the fastest we were going to sleep in there. We needed a room that was going to be usable. And these poor little stressed kitty cats managed to find a way to dig a hole into the underside of the mattress box spring. And talk about stress. Those stressed out little kitty cats, they lived in that box spring for about 24 hours before they came out, or at least made some attempts. Poke their head out, get something to eat, run back in. Stress. Well, they're doing much better. It's been a few days now, and they're acclimating to the three bedrooms that I'm giving them for now. I think all the boxes in the living room and the dining room are just a little too much for those poor little timid little critters. Mrs. Fuzzywig and Lady Catherine de Bourgh, my two literary cats. Anyway, talking about serenity, those poor guys, poor little kitty cats, they don't know anything about serenity other than when they're feeling safe. But as human beings, it is about, in some ways, learning about cats, how to gain some serenity. Well, what can I change? I can get to learn my new surroundings. I can check things out, make sure I'm safe, and it's not so bad. Come out and sleep on the bed. Not in the bed. Literally, in the bed. Epictetus, Greek, ancient. He wrote, "Make the best use of what is in your power, and take the rest as it happens. Some things are up to us, and some things are not up to us. Our opinions are up to us, our impulses, desires, aversions, in short, whatever is our own doing." He said, our bodies are not up to us, nor are our possessions, our reputations, or our public offices, or, that is, whatever is not our own doing. And when I do couples counseling, I say to my couples, you are in charge of the words that come out of your mouth. The tone. Think about what you want to say, how you want to say it, how that's going to sound, how that may be received by others. You can't really control how someone else is going to receive it. I think we've all experienced situations where you say something and somebody gets bent out of shape and you say, no, that's not what I meant. And so we have to go back and repeat what we were saying in a way that hopefully gets received in a better way, but only I can choose the words that I use. You can't choose my words for me, unless I'm reading it off a piece of paper, you know. But my opinions and my impulses and my desires and my aversions, those I can control. And when I realize that I can control those things, I need to then have the courage to do so. And as I said, courage, what is that? Well, it's not necessarily lack of fear. It's actually more the willingness and the ability to confront fear, to confront pain and danger and uncertainty and intimidation. It's a spiritual quality of our mind that enables us to face difficult situations. Everybody wants to have courage. And I have to tell you what, when I get a new client in my office, first session, I want to thank you for having the courage to come here. Well, I need to take another little commercial break, and I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, and I will be back in a moment with Counselor's Chat.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor, and your host for today's show. I have a private practice here in Flemington, New Jersey, right on Main Street, and I have been in private practice for 15 years, and I've been a therapist for 30. The first 15 years of my career, I worked in private nonprofits, working with people recovering from drug and alcohol addiction. And now I have my private practice. If you're interested in finding out more about what I do, you can look on the web at www.altarolcounselor.com or www.altarolcounselor.net, and it's Altarol with two L's, counselor.net or .com. I don't keep a waiting list, and I deal with people, generally adults, some teens, couples, with all kinds of issues, from early recovery to people who are well into recovery, families who are struggling with addiction in their families, or if you grew up in an addicted or a dysfunctional family, codependency, adult children of dysfunction or alcoholism, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, eating disorders, obsessive-compulsive disorder, just to name a few things that I work with, a few issues that I work with my clients. Everything that I do is done with confidentiality and I think I may have mentioned, I don't keep a waiting list. If I seem a little fuzzy, again, it's because I'm tired. Those of you who have been listening today, you know that I have just moved and I need to be under the box spring with my kitties. But anyway, if you have any information or if you would like any more information about what I do, please visit me on the web. And also, please, you can call. My number is 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you have a suggestion for a program or like to leave a comment or would like to make an appointment, as I said, I don't keep a waiting list. And today I've been talking about the Serenity Prayer and courage. Change the things that we can. The only thing I can change is myself, and I need courage to do that, to be able to look at myself, to face my fears, my difficulties. Face it, look at it, acknowledge it, accept it. So that's what courage is about. And like I said, when I have a new client come in, I always tell them, It really takes a lot of courage to come in and examine self. Get to know yourself. See where you're having issues, where things you're tripping over, some of the things that you don't even realize about yourself that you can actually change. And so the end of the Serenity Prayer, it's about wisdom. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom to know the difference. The difference between what? The difference between what I can change and what I can't change. When I'm trying to force a situation to happen, I'm trying to force you or someone else or something else to change. I need to recognize and have the ability to have the knowledge and the understanding to say, time to let it go. There have been times in my life where I cannot, for the life of me, get a jar of pickles open. And you know what? We just don't have pickles. If I can't find somebody to do it, no pickles. Let it go. It's a silly little thing. I know there was a time in my life where I'd get angry. I can't get this open ever. You know what? I can live without a pickle. And there are many other things that I may need to say. Okay. This is getting to a point where I'm getting angry and frustrated, or it's too dangerous, or whatever it is, I have to say, what can I change? And what is it that I have to let go of and move away from and move on from? I need to be able to recognize that. That's where, believe it or not, our emotions play a huge role. A huge role. Not just our intellect, but our emotions. I'm frustrated. I'm afraid. I'm overwhelmed. I feel overpowered. I feel chaotic. I feel neglected. I feel lonely. What are my feelings telling me? Well, they may be telling me that I'm trying to control everything else and I'm not looking at myself. And I need to stop. And I need to say, let me look at this. Let me gain some insight. Let me have some discernment. Let me recognize what's really going on here. My feelings are telling me something. They're telling me I'm trying to make everything else change to fit me. I'm going to go back to the shoes. I want my shoes to change to fit my feet. Rather than, I can't change my feet to fit the shoes, but what I can do is the particular pair of shoes I currently have on my feet that may not fit, I can change those. I can't change the shoes, but I can take the shoes off and put on a new pair that do fit. Isn't that what we do when we go shoe shopping? We try them on. I'm going to find a pair of shoes that fit my feet. I don't just go in and buy a pair of shoes and walk out with them. I want to make sure they fit. You go in a shoe store and they get all those little sock things, you know, so we could put those on and try shoes on, see what fits. So the Serenity Prayer. Really important. Serenity, wisdom, courage, letting go, acceptance. It is what it is. Acceptance. Recognize it. I accept it. And moving on. Changing what we can. Sometimes we can do it joyfully, hopefully, excitedly. And sometimes the change has feelings of loss. And so we may have to grieve the change. I have a client who had to accept that her cat, her elderly cat, needs to get put down. And so there's grief and loss in that. And yet, at the same time, a sense of serenity, a sense of peace. She knows she did the right thing for her pet. Change what we can. So I hope this was useful. I know when I do these shows, a lot of times the topics are applicable to myself, or for the most part. And with everything going on in my life, moving from one home to another home, doing what I can, changing what I can, recognizing that I need to say it's time to stop and go to bed now, having the wisdom to say it's time to have something to eat. It's really easy for us as human beings to just push through, push through, push through. And it sure doesn't give us a sense of peace and a sense of serenity. So with that, I will be back next week. I am Ruth Altamirul, your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat. And I will see you, hear you, talk to you next week. And I wish you all good mental health.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey.